Thank you for that music. That last song was very beautiful.
非常的感谢，最后一首诗歌非常的美丽。
I don't know what it said, but I agree with it all.
我不懂得歌词的意义，但是我完全阿们。
And thank you for that violin. Where's the young man who played the violin?
那位弹 violin 的。
Well, that violin was beautiful. I could have listened to that all evening.
非常的美妙，我整个晚上都可以享受。
Now, I want to remind you, you are to relax.
我再一次提醒大家要放松。
This is not school.
这不是上学。
There's no test.
没有考试。
You are to enjoy yourself.
盼望大家都能够轻松的。
You have notes.
你有
you have the book.
大纲，我们后面也有书。
You will gain so much more if you just listen.
如果你能够注意地听，你会领受的更多。
Now, in our first session together, we looked at our basic principle.
第一堂我们说过基本的原则。
Everything we say from now on illustrates that one principle.
我们从现在所要说的就是根据于那个基本的原则。
So, if you got that first principle,
如果你领受了我们所说的第一个原则
Well, you can just leave, you've got it.
那么我就给你保证你已经得着了。
The conference is over.
这个聚会已经可以结束了。
I can only add to the same point.
那我只能够在那上面再稍微再增加一点。
When conflict arises,
当冲突被来临的时候
It's a test.
就是一个测试。
Will you operate in the principles of the Holy Spirit?
你是靠着圣灵的原则来面对他呢
Will you display the Holy Spirit?
你会表现圣灵吗
The fruits of the Spirit?
表现圣灵的果子吗
Or the eight works of the flesh?
或者是那八样肉体的表现
So everything I say flows out of that.
所以我所说的这些都是根据于这个原则。
Now we looked at Paul and the Galatian churches.
早上我们看过保罗在加拉太的教会。
Now we want to turn to James.
现在我们要看雅各书。
Our Lord's half brother.
是主耶稣的兄弟雅各。
Lessons in conflict from the first Jewish churches.
我们从初代犹太人的教会学习冲突的功课。
This is James writing.
是雅各他的书信。
And he is writing to the first Christian Jewish Christians.
他是写给第一世纪的基督徒。
So we're very, very early in the Christian church.
那是教会刚开始的那一期的一开始的初代的基督徒。
And they had conflicts too.
他们也有冲突。
So James has three things to say.
雅各在这里有三件事情告诉我们。
Control the anger.
头一个就是控制你的怒气。
Control your tongue.
第二要控制你的舌头。
And control the criticism.
第三就是对着人的批评你要加以控制。
Now we're back to the Spirit again.
我们再回到圣灵。
The Holy Spirit produces self-control.
圣灵在我们的生命里面产生了节制。
And when you're emotionally upset, you need self-control.
当你在情绪上面不高兴的时候，你需要节制。
So let's look at these three points now.
那我们现在就开始看这三方面。
Number one, control the anger.
头一个控制你的怒气。
Now take your Bibles and open to James chapter 1.
我们把雅各书第一章打开。
Verses 19 to 20.
第十九二十节。但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Now James is giving us invaluable information.
雅各这里给我们的是无价的信息。
This is good for your marriage.
对着婚姻是非常宝贵重要的。
This is good for all your interpersonal relationships.
对所有的人际关系这几句话也是非常宝贵的。
And this is very good for your local church.
对地方的教会生活也是非常的重要。
First he says let every person
他说你们个人
That means you.
那就是你
No exceptions.
他说没有人例外
He is speaking to every individual Christian.
他是向着每一个基督徒说话的
Now the first thing he says, quick to hear.
头一件事他说要快快的听。
This is so important.
这件事情非常的重要。
Be a good listener.
要成为一个好的听者。
Very often when conflict arises, we don't listen.
很多时候冲突的发生是我们根本没有听。
We're thinking ahead how I'm going to answer the argument.
我们所想的就是跳往前跳，怎么样来这个把我的争论点说出来。
Or we daydream.
或者我们在那做白日梦。
We're not involved in the conversation.
我们根本没有投入在彼此的交谈中。
In simple words, we don't pay attention.
简单的说就是我们根本不留意。
But the most important thing in a conflict is to listen carefully.
但是面对冲突处理的方法最重要的是要去听。
This is important in marriage, isn't it?
在婚姻中很重要是吗？
We get in a disagreement in our marriage, we don't even listen, we're just talk.
在婚姻中间我们又有许多的冲突，常常我们就是一直就说。
He's really getting good.
他讲得很好。
He doesn't think I can understand him. Could I have another translator?
换一个人上来翻译。
I wish he would listen.
我希望他注意听。
It's so important in marriage that we actually listen to one another.
在婚姻中间那是何等的重要，就是我们彼此要注意听。
So when marital conflict arises,
当婚姻中间有了冲突的时候，
by the power of the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵的力量，
in self-control,
节制我们自己，
stop talking,
就停止。
Be slow to speak, he says.
要慢慢地说。
You don't have to fire back an answer.
你不需要立刻的就
You don't
发火。
Give your opinion about everything.
不需要立刻把你的意见，把你的想法就立刻要说出来。
Say something like this. I really want to understand what the problem is.
比方你可以这么说，我真的想知道说问题的所在，症结是什么。
Now men, I have to warn you.
我要在这里警告所有的。
If you say this to your wife, she could have a heart attack.
所有的弟兄，如果你这样说，对你妻子，小心你妻子会心脏病会发的。
People want to be heard.
人喜欢别人听他说话。
You want to be heard, don't you?
你喜欢别人听你说话不是吗？
So let people know you are a good listener.
所以让别人知道你是一个很好的听众。
This is a very important principle in leadership.
这在领袖训练上面是非常重要的。
So often leaders talk too much.
常常做领袖的说的太多。
Sometimes parents talk too much.
很多时候做爸爸妈妈的说的太多。
Children are people too.
孩子也是人呢。
And they have emotions.
他们也有情绪。
And it's so important to listen to them.
要听他们的说的是非常的重要。
Let them know you care to listen.
让孩子们知道你在乎听他们说的。
Now, if you're in church work, you know people get very upset about things.
在教会里面服事，你知道常常人会不高兴。
And a lot of times there's misunderstanding.
常常有许多的误解、误会。
But if you will really train yourself to be a good listener,
但如果你自己训练一下你自己成为一个好的听众
you will find that 50% of the anger just goes away if you will just listen.
如果你注意听的话 ,50% 的这些怒气就都消散了。
So I'm at the front door greeting people after the meeting.
散了会我在前门那里向每个人问安。
All our elders line up at the door as people leave and they have to go through all the elders and say something.
长老们也在那里排了队列队跟弟兄姊妹问安。
And sometimes people come up and they're very angry.
有的时候人来到你面前呢，他非常的火气很大。
Did you hear those young people lead the music today?
你听见那些青年人他们今天怎么带唱诗吗？
Oh, they went so fast.
那好快。
Did you see how they looked?
你看见他们今天的穿着吗？
They had jeans on today.
今天穿着牛仔裤就上台了。
And they didn't have a tie.
甚至于连着领带都不打。
And people get real angry.
人真的很懊恼，很发火。
Now, you don't stand there and argue back with them.
你在那里听见了以后，不是就把你的意见再回过去给他。
If you'll simply go over.
你就是到他的旁边来。
And say, come with me, let's just go talk.
你说来来来，我们。
And then you sit down,
你坐下来,
and you have that person tell you what is upsetting them.
让他把他的不高兴不愉快告诉你。
And you show them you're listening to them.
你表现了你注意听他所说的话。
And you are careful to pay attention.
你小心的把你的注意力。
Half of their anger will go right away.
他一半的火气、怒气就都走了。
They just wanted to tell someone how upset they were that no one had a tie on.
他们只是要告诉人说，今天上台的人都不带领带，他们很不高兴。
Maybe they come from a background where people are very formal and they're used to that.
也许他们是从很正式的一切都要很正式那个背景中间出来的。
So if you'll just listen to them and let them express themselves, much of the anger goes away.
如果你让对方能够说一说，他许多的怒气就都离开了。
And then you say something like this.
然后你这样说。
I know you like to see people dressed in a suit and a tie. I know that.
我知道你喜欢看见人上台呢，都是这个盛装上台。
But you have to realize a church is made up of many different people.
但是你要知道教会里面有各种各式各样的人。
And there are people here who don't like you to wear a suit and tie.
教会里面有很多人不喜欢你老是穿得那么正式。
They think you're showing off and...
他们觉得说，那你就是在那儿表现你的服装。
And so you explain to them very carefully how other people think about dress.
你就耐心的解释这些光景。
And then you try to calm their emotions.
盼望能够叫他们的情绪能够这个沉静下来。
All you did was listen.
你所做的就是听。
And then you try to explain.
然后试着去解释。
Now things have calmed right down.
然后呢，事情就变成。
So this is one of the most important principles in conflict.
这变成处理冲突中很重要的一件事。
Let people know you will listen to them.
让人知道说你愿意听他说。
So you have some very severe conflict in your marriage.
在你的婚姻生活中间有很严重的冲突。
Or maybe you're having conflict with your adult children.
也许你对着成年的孩子们，你跟他们中间有冲突。
Say to them, let's come in here and sit down.
你跟他们说，来来来，我们坐下来。
Now notice you've taken charge of the situation.
注意那个时候呢，你就把这个事情的这个面对事情的这个主权抓在你手里。
And then you say, I want to understand how you feel about this.
那你告诉他说，我要知道你怎么感觉。
And you sit down and you let them talk.
你坐下来，然后让孩子们说。
At this point, you don't need to say anything.
这个时候你不需要说什么。
You are there to listen.
你在那儿就是做听众。
People feel you care when you do that.
当你这么做的时候，别人就会觉得说，哦，你很在意我。
Now, I have 4 children and 11 grandchildren.
我有四个孩子，我有11个孙子女。
And I know they can get mad at you.
我知道这些孩子们有的是他们会生你的气的。
And they can really disagree with you. Even the little grandchildren, they have their opinions.
就是我的孙子们他们也有他们自己的意见。
They say you're being too strict.
他们说爷爷你太严了。
I don't like the way you talk like that.
我不喜欢你说话的这个样子。
So say, I want to hear from you.
然后跟他们坐下来说，来来来，告诉我。
Maybe I don't understand.
也许我不了解你。
Maybe grandpa needs to change.
也许爷爷需要改变。
I'm not perfect.
我不是一个完全人。
Only Jesus is perfect.
只有耶稣是完全人。
So why don't you tell me?
好不好你告诉我。
Now, once they know you listen, half the problem is gone.
你一旦让他们知道你愿意听，那就一半的问题就都已经解决了。
Isn't this the way God treats us?
这不是神就照这样的来对待我们吗？
In fact, the Bible says over and over again that God is long suffering.
圣经告诉我们神是恒久忍耐。
And he is slow to anger.
他是慢慢的动怒。
So, I want you to practice being a better listener.
所以我愿意你们都来操练做最更好的一个听众。
Now, sometimes, it's best not to say anything.
有的时候最好是什么都不说。
Sometimes the emotions are so strong, it's best not to say anything.
在人的情绪非常的激烈的时候最好什么都不说。
And you say, we'll need to talk about this later.
就说我们待会儿。我们需要等会儿再说。
One Sunday morning, the youth were leading our church in worship.
有一天礼拜天的早上年轻人在我们教会带领前面的敬拜。
And I saw they were getting a little carried away.
我注意到他们在带领的时候。
And it was getting louder and louder.
好像越这个管不住了越来越声音越大。
So after the meeting was over,
聚会完了以后
I saw this man coming right for me.
我就看见有教会中有一个成年弟兄朝着我来。
And I could see he was not happy.
我能够从他的表情看知道他不高兴。
He came right at me.
他就笔直的向着我走过来。
And he came right up to my face.
他走到我的这个脸前头来。
And he said, those young people have ruined my worship.
他说那些年轻人把我今天的敬拜完全就搞砸了。
And you're going to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ for this.
你们这些长老们呢在神审判的日子在宝座面前要被审判的。
I could feel his spit hitting me in the face.
我能够感觉到他那个口水都喷到我的脸上来了。
Now I knew.If I started to argue,
我知道那时候如果我开始跟他辩论
this would go on a long time.
那就没有一个完了。
And I knew the man.
我认识这个人。
I knew he had a bad temper.
我知道他的脾气不好。
And now the Lord is listening right now.
主那个时候正在听着我们。
I felt a spirit of calmness come right over me.
我那时候感觉到那一个神安静的灵临到了我。
He is shaking his finger in my face and pronouncing judgments on me, but I felt totally calm.
当这一位弟兄这样的用手指头这样的指着我的时候来定我的罪的时候，我那时候觉得全身有一个安静的灵。
So I didn't say anything.
所以那时候我什么都没说。
I just let him.Rail on me.
我就让他这个压过我身上。
Well, then he got his breath.
然后呢，他这个慢慢的这个回了神了。
Just breathe for a few seconds.
就是深呼吸几下。
Then he said, "Well, at least you're open-minded." Then he walked away.
然后他说呢，那你至少你是一个这个很开放的人。
Now I
never 他就走了。
I never said anything.
我那时候什么都没说。
And I knew in this particular case there was no reason to follow up.
我知道在这一件事情上面不需要也没有任何的这个跟进工作需要做。
Now if he had done that to the young people, we may have had to take other action.
如果他直接的找年轻人算账的话，也许教会呢要有另外的行动。
But since I knew him and I knew his problems, I was able to let love cover.
因为我认识他，我也知道他，所以我要让爱。来遮掩这件事情。
And there was no problem after that ever again.
那一件事情发生过以后就再没有问题。
He never brought it up again. He just needed to let me know how bad I was.
他那个时候呢，所需要的，就是表现出来，知道说我是何等不好的一个人。
Now the interesting thing is, I have nothing whatsoever to do with the music.
可是问题是我跟他们年轻人的带敬拜的是一点关系都没有。
So.Be a good listener.
所以做个好听众。
Pay attention.
注意。
Take people's criticism seriously.
把别人所说的批评你很看重他。
And if you do that to people, you will be the kind of person they'll come to if they know you're a good listener.
如果你是这样的对待人的话，以后他们有问题会来找你的。
So be quick to hear.
所以要快快的听。
Be slow to speak.
慢慢的说。
Sometimes it's best not to say anything until emotions calm down.
有的时候最好是什么都不要说情绪能够安静下来以后。
Then the most important point is slow to anger.
那么最重要的是慢慢的动怒。
Now we know this is the big point because he goes on to elaborate about being slow to anger.
因为这一点非常重要，因为他呢继续的加以解释。
The four explains why we should be slow to anger.
前面第二十节有一个因为这两个字就说出他要解释。
For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
What he says is, your emotional outburst of anger will not produce righteousness in your life or other people's lives.
意思就是说你的在情绪中的这一个爆发在你自己身上在别人身上都不是一个建设性的一件事。
Don't try to do God's work with your anger.
不要想你用你的怒气来成就神的工作。
Don't try to run your family with your anger.
不要用你的怒气来治理你的家。
Don't try to run the church with your anger.
也不要用你的怒气来治理教会。
Because it will never produce the kind of behavior God is pleased with.
因为那永远不会产生神所喜悦的服事。
So, one of the most important principles for handling conflict constructively,
所以最重要的圣经的原则来处理冲突是一个积极性的建设性的这一个方式
is control the passion of anger.
就是控制你的怒气。
Now, not all conflict is bad.
不是所有的发怒啊都不好。
Some conflict is very profitable.
有一些的怒气是非常有益的。
We may need to be corrected.
我们也许需要被改正。
We may need our ideas sharpened.
也许我们需要别人来叫我们的意见呢更能够显得有功效敏锐。
And in this world, conflict is very normal when people disagree.
在这个世界上面常常的是因为彼此意见不合而人有了冲突。
The issue is how do we handle our conflicts and disagreements? That's the issue.
问题是我们怎么样来处理我们的不同我们的冲突。
Once you inject anger into disagreement, then you change the whole story.
如果你把你的怒气注入在意见的不同上面，那就产生了不好的果。
Because anger is often irrational.
因为人的怒气常常是不讲理的。
It's often very harsh.
常常是非常的严厉的。
And what could be a constructive disagreement turns out to be destructive.
应当是一个建设性的意见结果呢产生的却是一个毁灭性的。
Now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们看一看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Let's start at verse 26.
我们从26节开始看。
We'll just read verse 26.
我们只读26节。生气却不要犯罪。不可含怒到日落。
He says, be angry.
他告诉我们说可以生气。
In other words, anger is a perfectly normal emotion.
换句话说生气是一个非常正常的情绪。
Now there are people who are never angry.
有人呢从来不发怒。
But they're in cemeteries.
他们是躺在坟墓里头那帮人。
Or they're on way too much medication.
或者他们吃药吃太多了。
Anger is a perfectly normal emotion.
这个怒气是一个完全正常的情绪。
The Bible tells us God is angry with sin.
圣经告诉我们神对着人的犯罪啊是发怒的。
The Lord Jesus was filled with anger when he cleansed the temple.
当主耶稣在那里洁净圣殿的时候他是带着怒气的。
He took a whip and drove those people out.
拿个鞭子把那些人都赶出去了。
But it was a righteous anger.
但是那是义怒。
It was holy anger.
那是一个圣洁的怒气。
It was a just anger.
那是一个公义的怒气。
So, be angry.
所以可以生气。
Are you angry when you hear about over a million young girls, kidnapped and put into the slave trade?
你听见当有上百万的这些女孩子，被人的把他们都运去来做奴隶的时候，你对这样的事情发不发怒呢？
You should be angry.
你应当发怒。
Are you angered by the drugging of America? So many young people just living on drugs?
今天美国毒品在青少年中间的泛滥，听见这样的事情，你发不发怒呢？
Are you angry when you hear of 72 million babies aborted in America?
啊，你听见上近700万的婴孩被堕胎堕掉，听见这样的消息，你发不发怒呢？
Or how about 324 million babies aborted in China?
啊，或者你听见说那是多少3000万呢？3亿的这个婴孩在中国被堕胎堕掉，你发不发怒呢？
Yes, you should be angry.
是的，你可以应当发怒。
So Paul says, be angry.
所以保罗说生气。
But now here's what we have to remember.
但是我们要记住。
Righteous anger can turn into unrighteous anger.
义怒可以变成不义的怒。
Righteous anger can turn into sinful, out of control anger.
这个义怒可以变成啊这个失去控制的啊这样的发怒。
So he says, do not sin.
所以告诉我们说不要犯罪。
Be angry, but do not sin.
可以生气但是不要犯罪。
In other words, don't let the sun go down on your anger.
换句话说不可含怒到日落。
That means, don't let anger brew deep down in you and bring out lots of evil.
啊不要让这个怒气在你里面呢好像这个这个不断的在那儿发酵发酵最后的时候呢不可收拾。
In other words, deal with your anger quickly and properly.
换句话说，你要快快的，你要正确的来处理你的怒气。
Now he gives a reason for dealing with anger quickly and properly.
那么雅各在这里告诉我们说，要快快的，要正确的来处理怒气。
Read verse 27.
啊，这以弗所，我们读第27节，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Don't give the devil an opportunity.
不要给魔鬼有地步，有机会。
Martin Lloyd-Jones says this.
中马田曾经说过这样话。
Nothing I maintain so constantly gives the devil an opportunity as a loss of control and anger.
他说我
Nothing gives the devil a bigger opportunity than a loss of your anger.
没有比失去你的冷静给魔鬼留下更多的地步。
So I want you to do this sometime.
所以我愿意各位能够做这样的事。
You're in your home.
在你的家里。
And you're arguing with one another.
你们彼此在那儿相争。
And the argument gets rather heated.
那个时候呢，你越争呢，这个温度越高。
You're getting very angry and you're saying things you shouldn't be saying.
你那个时候就说了不该说的话。
People are being hurt by this anger.
人听见的人就受伤了。
So here's what I want you to do.
所以这个时候我要你注意这么
做。I want you to go over to the door of your house.
我要你到你们家的门那里。
And I want you to open the door of your house.
我要你把你家的门打开。
And when anyone else says, what are you doing?
别人问你说你做什么呢？
Just say, we're letting the devil come in, that's all.
说我正让魔鬼进到我们家里来呢。
That's what he says here.
这就是中马田所说的。
If you don't control your anger, you now give the devil a platform, a place to do his evil.
如果你不注意控制你的怒气，你就是给魔鬼有个机会。
You're in an elders meeting.
在长老的聚会中间。
Or any meeting in the church.
或者教会任何的聚会中间。
And people are getting heated up.
在那个聚会中间呢大伙儿啊这个。
And people's eyes are getting bigger and bigger.
那个期间然后人的眼神就越来越大。
And voices are getting higher and higher.
这个声音就越来越高。
And people's fists are clenched.
然后呢拳头已经攥紧了。
Here's what I want you to do.
那个时候我要你做的一件事。
I want you to get a chair.
我要你拿个椅子。
And I want you to pull the chair right up to the table.
然后呢把那个椅子呢拿到桌子这里。
And when people say, what are you doing?
人就问你干什么呢?
Oh, I'm just giving the devil a place to sit near us.
我让魔鬼呢有一个位置呢坐这儿。
That's what your anger does. It gives the devil an opportunity to take your anger and do far worse things.
那就是你这个时候的表现让魔鬼就有了机会。
So, James says,
所以雅各说,
slow to anger.
慢慢的动怒。
Because your anger is not going to accomplish God's will.
因为你的怒气不成就神的意。
Now, we're dealing with our own anger.
我们现在是面对我们自己的怒气。
Excuse me, we're dealing with other people's anger.
我们是面对着别人对我们的怒气。
So I want to look at a proverb now that is very helpful to us. Turn to Proverbs 15:1.
我要各位能够打开圣经的箴言十五章第一节。
Proverbs 15:1, and let us read that.
啊，十五章箴言十五章第一节，我们要一起读。找着了吗？啊，我们来读。言语暴力触动怒气，回答温柔使怒消退。言语暴力触动怒气。
Let's read that one more time now.
我们再读一次。回答使怒消退，言语暴力触动怒气。
This verse has saved me many ongoing arguments.
这一节圣经救了我在好多好多的争论中间，叫我能够得着。
When our children were small and at home, we all memorized this verse as a family.
孩子小的时候，在我们家里，我们都背诵这一节圣经。
A soft answer turns away wrath.
啊，这一个回答柔和使怒消退。
One of the young people in our singing group, a young people singing group like this one.
我们有一群年轻人，就像刚才的年轻人，他们在那里唱诗。
Was dismissed from the singing group because her Christian life was not at all proper at all.
从他们的合唱或者是诗班中间，这一帮青年人呢，就后来呢就被除名了，因为他们的生活举止不好。
She was told she could not sing with the group anymore because she was not living for the Lord at school, and everyone knew it.
这是一个女孩，这个女孩就从那个唱诗的这个团体中间，这个被除名了，因为她的见证不好。
So one night, I got a call from her grandfather.
所以有一个晚上，她的爷爷给我打电话。
Woo! Was he mad?
哇，我听见他讲的话，哎呀，那就是他的火气真大。
He said, who is that youth leader who put my granddaughter out of the music group?
啊，那个青年这个带领人是谁啊？竟敢把我的女儿，把我的这个孙女，这个除名。
I never liked that youth leader anyway.
啊，那个青年带领人呢，我一向就不喜欢他。
I think he's a troublemaker.
哦，我觉得他是一个找麻烦的人。
I've heard bad things about him.
啊，我听说许多对他不好的这个报告。
And now my granddaughter doesn't want to come back to church again.
你看，我现在我的孙女就不愿意再来回到教会了。
I think you need to get rid of that youth leader.
啊，我想你应当把那个青年的这个工作者呢，把他赶出去。
Was he mad?
哎呀，他真是火大，火气大。
I could just feel him coming through the phone lines.
我能够感觉到，我来接电话的时候都感觉到那个气势。
His granddaughter had been hurt by this youth leader.
啊，他的孙女儿被这个青年工作者呢伤了。
Now, of course, he only heard her side of the story.
当然呢，这个爷爷只听了他的孙女儿这一面的之词。
And she was a good storyteller.
嗯，这个孙女是很会讲故事的。
So I knew the father was, grandfather was very angry.
我知道这个爷爷呢，火气很大。
Well, of course I know Proverbs 15:1.
当然我知道箴言十五章第一节。
It had saved me many times.
啊，已经救了我好多好多次。
A soft answer will turn away the wrath of a person.
回答柔和能使怒消退。
But a harsh word will just stir it up more.
但是言语暴力会触动更多的怒气。
Now, if I had told this grandfather, oh, your granddaughter, she's a nut.
如果我告诉这个爷爷说，你那个孙女儿啊，是个笨牛。
She's a bad person.
她是一个坏女孩。
They should have put her out of the youth group a year ago.
啊，早就应当从青年团体中间把她除名了。
And I don't like you either.
我也不喜欢你。
I don't even like your dog.
啊，我。
What? Your dog. I don't even like your dog.
我连你的狗也不喜欢。
Well, he was bigger than me, and he probably beat me up.
他的个子比我大，可能会一下就把我打垮了。
So the first thing I did was to follow Proverbs 15:1.
所以我所根据的。所跟随的就是箴言十五章第一节。
Notice, it's a soft answer. Did you notice that?
注意那里说的是柔和的回答。
A soft answer.
柔和的回答。
That means lower your voice.
那意思就是说降低你的声音。
So I lowered my voice.
所以我把我声音降低。
Because a soft voice and answer, Proverbs says, will break a bone.
因为柔和的言语有力量，能甚至于，把人的骨头都切断。
You know how hard a bone is?
你知道人的骨头多硬吗？
But a soft answer will actually break a bone.
这个柔和的言语事实上有那个力量，都能切，那个像骨头那么硬的东西它能切。
So I lowered my voice.
所以我把我的声调降低。
And so I said, Don, I know you have been hurt.
我就对他说 ,Don, 我知道你受伤了。
I'm a grandfather.
我也是个爷爷。
I know how you feel about your granddaughter.
我知道明白你对着你的孙女的感觉感受。
You love her and you want her to be in that youth group.
你爱她，你愿意她继续参加青年团契。
Well, I can hear him crying on the phone right now.
那个时候我就能听得见他的电话的另外一段哭了。
He was so hurt by this.
他被这件事情伤得很厉害。
But I said, Don, she cannot be in that singing group and live like she's living.
我就跟他说，我说 Don, 他不能够继续他现在生活的样子，同时又参加青年聚会。
It would be hypocrisy to have her stand up in church and sing with the young people, but she lives in sin at school.
他是这那样子会成为一个假冒为善的人在学校里是一个样子在青年团去唱诗的时候又是另外一个样子。
We don't want her to leave the church.
我们不让他离开教会。
So we'll reach out to her.
我们会来找他。
But there's a lot you don't understand that's going on here.
但是这其中很多事是你不了解的。
So by lowering my voice and speaking very softly to him, he just calmed right down.
当我把声调降低，柔和的来跟他说这一切的时候，就已经让他能够安静下来。
So he said, "What should I do then?"
然后他就回答说，那我该怎么做呢？
I said, "You go to her home and you pray with her."
我说你到她家去，跟她一起祷告。
And tell her that you'll talk to the people at church, but you want her to stay at church.
跟她说我已经跟教会谈过了，但是呢，我要你继续去参加教会聚会。
Do you know the book of Proverbs is full of wisdom like this?
你知道箴言书是充满着这样的智慧吗？
You want to have good relationships with people?
你要跟人有好关系吗？
Study Proverbs.
去读研读箴言书。
Did you know the most frequently used proverb deals with the tongue? Did you know that?
你知道箴言里面所处理的问题最多的是人的舌头。
Proverbs is to make us wise people.
箴言是要让我们成为一个有智慧的人，一本书。
Thus, knowing how to speak shows great wisdom.
因此知道怎么说话就表现出你的智慧。
You want to be a wise person?
你要成为一个有智慧的人吗？
Learn how to speak properly.
要学习怎么样说合宜的话。
Learn how to control your tongue.
要学习怎么样控制你的舌头。
And this brings us to the next point.
这就带我们来到了第二方面，第二点。
Control the tongue.
控制舌头。
So first, control the anger.
头一个，控制我们的怒气。
Because fits of anger is the work of the flesh.
因为这个人的怒气会反映出来我们的肉体。
And the work of the spirit is self-control in the use of anger.
但是圣灵的工作是控制我们的怒气。
Now, James turns to the tongue unlike any other biblical writer.
雅各说到人的舌头就远超过其他的新约的作者。
And what James wants to tell us is that words matter.
雅各要告诉我们的就是人的言语
很
重要。
And they matter a lot.
非常重要。
So take your Bibles and let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 26.
我们看雅各书第一章二十六节。
James 1:26.
雅各一章二十六节。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，凡欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
Just one verse.
Just verse 20. I'll read it in English and then we'll read it in Chinese. Verse 26, James 1. If anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless.
若有人自以为虔诚却不勒住他的舌头反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
James says some very strong words.
雅各这里所用的言词句是非常的重。
James is a very powerful writer.
雅各是一个非常能力的作者。
It's often been said he writes like the Old Testament prophets.
常常有人说他就像旧约的先知一样说话。
So he says, first of all, if anyone thinks they're religious,
他说如果有人自以为他是虔诚的
or if you think you're spiritual,
或者说你是属灵的
Now, most of you here would say, yes, we're religious people.
很多人听了以后就说是啊我们是非常虔诚的
We're spiritually minded people.
我们是有这个属灵的心思的
James says, that's good.
雅各说那很好
But you don't know how to bridle your tongue.
但是你不知道怎么样勒住你的舌头。
Then you've actually deceived yourself.
那么你事实上就是欺哄你自己。
And your religion is worthless.
那么你的虔诚一点价值都没有。
Did you hear those words?
你听见这些话吗?
You think you're religious and spiritual?
你以为你虔诚你属灵吗?
But you don't know how to control your tongue?
但是你却不知道怎么样勒住你的舌头。
Then your religion isn't worth very much.
那么你的虔诚一点价值都没有。
That's how important the tongue is in living life.
那就是在我们生活中我们的舌头是何等重要的一件事。
If you say you're religious,
如果说你是虔诚的
but you have the tongue of a serpent,
但是你却有蛇那样的这个舌头。
If there's poison on your tongue,
在你舌头上面有毒
And you burn lives down with your tongue.
你就用那个毒啊，把别人呢都烧了。
Then your religion's worthless, James says.
所以你的虔诚，照雅各说，那是一点价值都没有。
Now James, unlike anyone else, has almost half the third chapters about the tongue.
雅各在第三章有一半就说到人的舌头。
And that's where he tells us the tongue's a little tiny organ.
他说舌头是白体中间最小的肢体。
And yet, like a fire, it can burn a whole forest down.
但是却能够像就把这个把像火一样燃烧起来。
Your tongue can divide a church.
你的舌头能够把教会闹分裂了。
Your tongue can destroy a child.
你的言语可以叫一个孩子被毁了。
Your tongue can destroy your spouse.
你的言语可以叫你的配偶被毁掉。
You can destroy the people you work under you.
你叫那些在你底下工作的人也因着你的言语啊。
Proverbs says life and death is in the tongue.
这个箴言告诉我们说生与死都在乎我们的舌头言语。
It's amazing what you can do with your tongue.
人的舌头能做产生的这个力量啊是叫人惊奇的。
You can breathe oxygen into someone's soul by just the right word.
你说合宜的话就好像把氧气吹到别人身上一样。
Or you can crush the spirit of a personwith a wrong word.
用你不正确的话语会把一个人的志气都打垮。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4 right now. Ephesians 4, 29 and 30.
我们看以弗所书第四章的二十九节。
Yes, 29 to 30.
二十九节三十节。
Let me read it. Yes, please. Okay.
污秽的言语一句不可出口只要随时说造就人的好话叫听见的人得益处不要叫神的圣灵担忧你们原是受了他的印记等候得赎的日子来到
Now here's a good verse to memorize
这里这几句话是非常的宝贵让我们能够背诵
It's a verse you can use all day long
是你整天都可以应用的
Because every one of us speak thousands of words a day
因为我们一天呢大概都说上千句话
God has made us talking creatures.
神造人是一个会说话的人。
God speaks.
神说话。
Angels speak.
天使说话。
And we've been made to speak.
我们受造也是一个会说话的活物。
We have the miracle of communication.
我们有能够彼此沟通的这一个神迹。
Now we just don't grunt and make sounds.
有的时候我们会出一些这样的声音。
Some animals don't get beyond
这些的有些动物呢这个只能够就别的什么都不会了。
That was pretty good.
他说的很好。
We can speak in very complex ways.
人呢，能够说这一种说话呢，能够用非常复杂的方式来说。
You think of a scientist who speaks in highly technical vocabulary to explain complex things.
你知道科学家常常会用很复杂的言语来把科学的现象解释。
One of the most amazing things about being human is that we can speak at this level.
人呢？这个所以为人也能够把复杂的事情用言语能够来说明。
I'm sure it's part of the divine image of God within us.
我相信那是神照他的形象造我们的时候，那一个也是一部分。
So don't take language for granted.
所以我们不要以为言语啊就把它当成平常。
And I think of most of you here, you can speak two separate languages.
很多人坐在这里，你能够说两套不同的言语。
You think of how powerful the human brain is to hold separate languages in this little tiny heads of ours.
想想我们的小脑袋却能够有这样的一个能力啊，何等的惊奇。
I don't know how anyone looks at a human and says that's an accident, plus time, plus chance.
我想任何人都不会说那是偶然的。
We're the greatest proof there's a creator.
那我们人呢就是证明有一位创造者最好的证明。
We couldn't possibly be an accident.
我们人不是偶然成为人的。
Just by chance kicked up out of the sea.
不是说从海里面呢偶然的就出现了。
Where'd the sea come from?
海从哪儿来的？
We are amazing creatures.
我们是令人稀奇的活物。
And we have an amazing creator.
我们有一位叫人稀奇的创造者。
So the power of speech is incredibly powerful.
所以言语的能力是非常有能力的。
So Paul says this.
所以保罗这么说。
Don't let any corrupting talk come out of your mouth.
污秽的言语一句不可出口。
That's quite a statement.
这是一个非常令人注意的一句话。
Did you see it?
看见吗？
Don't let any unhealthy talk come out of your mouth.
不要让那些不健康的话语从你的舌头中出来。
Cursing can come out of our mouth.
咒诅人可能从你的嘴巴里出来。
Filthy talk can come out of our mouth.
污秽的话语可能从你的这个口中出来。
Destructive talk can come out of our mouth.
毁灭性的话语可以从你的口里面出来。
Literally, we can destroy people with our words.
字面的说真的人可以用你的话毁另外一个人。
We can say something to someone that will, for the rest of their life, scar them.
我们可以说一句话，叫人一辈子都受到伤害。
So don't let any kind of unhealthy talk come out of your mouth.
所以不要让任何一句不健康的话从你口中出来。
But only what's good for building up that fits the occasion.
只要随时说造就人的好话。
So, whatever comes out of your mouth, your brain should think it needs to build people up.
所以当你说话的时候，话语出来的时候，脑子里要想，听见的人有没有得到造就。
There's a sense in which we're all mouth doctors.
有某一个意义说，每个人都是嘴巴医生。
We can speak words that build people up.On the occasion.
我们可以说任何时刻都说话叫人得着造就。
Then he says something he says nowhere else in all the epistles.
然后保罗所说的话是其他的书信中间所没有的。
That your words will give grace to those who hear.
叫听见的人能得着益处。
Nowhere else does he say this.
在保罗的书其他书信中没有说过这件事情。
You can minister grace and favor to other people.
你能够把神的恩典借着话语能够输送到别人身上。
You can build people up with your tongue and you can minister God's grace to people.
你能够借着话语造就人而把神的恩典送到别人身上。
You see a little bit of how powerful your tongue is?
你看见你的舌头所有的能力吗？
Now here's why he says.
这是为什么他把原因告诉我们。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
Now, I know you all know that verse, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
我知道你们这个字面上都懂什么叫不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
But did you know the context?
但是你注意这句话的上下文吗？
The context is your speech.
上下文是你的话语。
Your tongue can grieve God the Holy Spirit.
你所说的话会叫神的圣灵担忧。
When you curse a person, you actually grieve the Holy Spirit.
当你骂一个人的时候，咒骂人的时候，你事实上叫神的圣灵担忧。
When you say something cruel and mean to another person, you grieve the Holy Spirit.
你说的那些冷言讽刺的话是叫神的圣灵担忧。
When you lash out and say the most hurtful things, you grieve God the Holy Spirit.
你急忙忙地说一些这个损人的话是叫神的圣灵担忧。
Notice,These are the people who have been sealed to the day of redemption.
注意，这些人是得了印记，要等候得赎的日子来到的。
Ephesians emphasizes the unity of the believer, the sealing of the believer, and your words can just destroy that.
以弗所书告诉我们，在基督里面我们的合一，而且我们是受了印记的。但是你的话就叫那个人的印记失去。
Notice he's a Holy Spirit.
注意，那说的是圣灵。
He's holy.
他是圣的。
And unholy words grieve him.
这个不圣洁的话语叫圣。
Unholy words.
不圣洁的话语。
Grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
会叫神的圣灵担忧。
Hurting his people grieves the Holy Spirit.
叫神的百姓受伤叫神的圣灵担忧。
This shows us the Holy Spirit is a person.
这告诉我们神的圣灵是有位格的。
That's why he can be grieved.
所以他会担忧。
That's how important your words are.
所以我们的言语何等重要。
God the Holy Spirit is listening to you.
神的圣灵正在听你我的话语。
What comes out of your mouth?
你嘴巴里出了什么话呢？
Only wholesome words.
只有那一些这个圣洁的话语。
Building people up.
叫人能得到造就。
Ministering grace to other people.
也把神的恩典能够传递到人身上。
What power is in the tongue?
那是何等的有能力。
And God is listening.
神在听。
Now there's many, many things we could say about the tongue right now.
我们现在可以说许许多多关于人的言语舌头的事。
But I only want to talk about one aspect of the tongue before we move to our next point.
我就说一件事在我们往下走以前。
And I take this point because it's being violated constantly on the news and in newspapers.
我要说这一件事，因为常常我们看见在新闻、在报章杂志上面许许多多次人就违背了这一个原则。
And this is what I call inflammatory or exaggerated speech.
许许多多夸大的话煽动的话。
I see it in all our society today.
我看这一件事情充满在我们今天的世界中。
People speaking with inflammatory words.
人就用那些煽动人心的话语。
That's a false speaking.
那是一个虚假的言语。
It's not grace being ministered.
那在运用的时候一点恩典都没有。
So, let me illustrate it.
让我做个说明，举个例子。
You're in a church meeting.
你们在教会的聚会中间。
And during the church meeting, the pianist really can play and makes that floor shake as she plays the piano.
那个司琴的姐妹在那里弹得很入神在那里弹着音乐。
And the singers start moving a little bit, you know, they just maybe tap their foot.
那个领诗的人在那里随着这个节拍的那的这个摇晃。
Really getting excited.
非常的兴奋。
And everyone's lifting up praise to the Lord.
每一个人都被提起来了，在那里赞美神。
When the meeting's over,
当聚会完了以后
，one lady says to another lady,
一个姐妹对另外一个姐妹说
，It's all rock music in that church.
那个教会都是摇滚乐啊。
It's like going to a nightclub.
好像就去了夜总会一样。
I can't believe how far we've drifted.
我真不能够相信我们这个漂流的多远。
You bet. I'm wearing my translator out.
I'm okay.
He's okay. We don't need a doctor.
还不需要医生。
Then one of the young people says this.
然后年轻人说
Oh, that music is dead.
哎呀，这个是这个诗歌音乐啊，好像是死沉的音乐。
I feel I just went to a funeral.
好像我就是参加了葬礼一样。
Horrible.
哎呀，可怕极了。
These people are on drugs.
哎呀，这些人好像是这个
They're all
在吃药。
They're all old people.
他们都是老人。
One foot on a banana peel, one foot in the grave.
一脚踏着坟墓，一脚踏着世界。
Now, what kind of speech was on both sides?
注意这两方面所说的这个话语啊，都说出什么呢？
Inflammatory speech.
都是那些煽动性的话语。
Exaggerated speech.
都是夸大的话语。
That church was not a nightclub.
那个教会不是个夜总会。
It definitely wasn't a rock concert.
当然那个聚会也不是一个摇滚。
Tapping your foot doesn't mean you're at a rock concert.
这个打拍子用你的脚不是那不是摇滚的。
And it wasn't a funeral either.
也不是一个葬礼。
You see, when we disagree with someone, we speak in this exaggerated language.
你注意到当我们这个不同意别人所说的，常常我们的话就会夸大。
Doesn't solve anything, it just creates more conflict.
一点不能够解决问题，不过是更多造成冲突。
It's not truth speaking.
也不是说真实话。
And it's not edifying speaking.
也不是造就人的话。
It's not grace.
不是有恩典的话。
It's just divisive talk.
那是一个分裂性的话语。
Now I see this in our country all the time now.
今天我看见我们的国家里面充满了这样的。
You can't just disagree with the President of the United States.
你 you cannot agree.
You can't just disagree with him.
你不是单单不同意总统他的意见。
You have to say, he's like Hitler.
你必须说他像个希特拉一样。
Oh, he's like Joseph Stalin.
他像史达林一样。
And so you exaggerate your disagreement with people in politics.
所以你对着那些政治家的不同的意见呢，你就夸大的来形容，来对他们说他们了。
This is becoming normal speech in our country.
这成了好像正常的这种的常态了。
People speak in these exaggerated terms.
人就用这种夸大性的言语。
One of the big debates going on among Christians now is Calvinism and Arminianism.
今天在基督教中间常常辩论的就是加尔文派或者说这个亚美尼亚派。
It doesn't matter where I go, people want to argue over that.
不管上哪儿去，就听见人这对着这两方面不同的争辩。
So the Arminians say of the Calvinists, they say, "Oh, they're Greek philosophers."
这些阿美尼亚派就说那些就是加尔文派是希腊派。
They believe in determinism.
他们乃是相信预定论。
Then the Calvinists say of the Arminians.
然后加尔文派说这些亚美尼亚派。
Oh, they believe in work salvation.
他们所相信的是借着人的做工来得着救恩。
They're all working their way to heaven.
他们都是凭着人的努力能够上到天堂。
I even doubt whether many of them are saved.
我真是怀疑他们是不是得救啊。
I'm not saying I know, but I doubt it.
我不是说我知道，但是我只是说我真的是怀疑啊。
You see, we speak in these exaggerated terms that aren't even true of the other person.
你看见我们说这些夸大的话根本不是真实的。
That's not truth speaking.
那不是一个说诚实话。
So we need to learn to speak in proper, judicious language.
所以我们要说合宜的话。
And represent the other person as best we can.
而且这个话能描述的是能够代表正确的代表对方的。
Now I wrote a book called Equally a Difference. It was on the back table there.
我写了一本书叫做《男女有别》。
So I wanted to be very careful to represent the people I disagreed with in print. I wanted to represent them properly.
为着要能够正确的代表出来我所描述的这些人。
So when I got done writing the book, I sent it to people who would totally disagree with me and said, am I representing you properly?
所以当我的书写完了以后，我就寄到那一些我所要描述那些人，我说请你们读一读我所对你们的理解描述是不是正确。
And every one of them wrote back and they said, no, you have represented our view fairly and properly.
然后大部分的人都回信说你对我们的描述大部分都不准确不正确。
Now, it was very important to me that I did not misrepresent or exaggerate their points.
啊，这一件事，不正确的来表述对方是我们要很注意的。
So now we come back again to listening carefully.
然后我们再回到刚才所说的，要注意的听。
If we listen to the person we disagree with, we want to represent them properly.
如果我们注意的听我们对他跟他意见不一样的人，我们要留心我们对他的表述，代表说明他的是不是准确。
So I'm appealing to you not to speak in hyper talk.
啊，所以我劝大家不要用虚假的言语。
To speak right and fair.
要真实，要准确。
Represent the other person's view properly.
能够把真正说明对方的意见能够讲得准确。
And stay away from these exaggerated terms.
要从那些夸大的言语中间呢，我们要逃避。
I see many disagreements and arguments are not even about reality. They're about these exaggerated, inflammatory words we're using.
我发现许多人的冲突啊，根本不是那些真实的那些的不意见，而是许多夸大的话语。
Now let's look at James's third point.
我们来到雅各的第三个这个重点。
So control the anger.
所以我们说到要能够控制我们的怒气。
Control your tongue.
控制你的舌头。
Now control the criticism.
那么第三，我们要控制。
Now I have a friend who has a farm.
我有一个朋友，他有个农场。
And just before the meeting, I called him.
在聚会之前呢，我才跟他打过电话。
Because I heard we were having a snowstorm in Colorado.
我听说呢，这个在科罗拉多州啊，要有一个要下雪风暴。
And my friend's farm is very, very dry. Everything's too dry.
我的朋友他的农场呢是这个很干的。
So I called him, how much snow have you gotten?
然后我就问他说这个结果下了雪以后你得了多少寸的雪啊
Oh, he said, it's great, we got over a foot of snow so far.
他说到现在为止已经超过一尺深了。
Now for the farmers in spring, you can't get enough snow.
春天做农夫的常常觉得说雪不够。
They need that moisture for the spring growth.
他们需要春耕的时候需要更多的水分。
So I visited his farm many times.
所以我就到他的这个农场呢去访问了好多次。
One time I was visiting his farm.
有一次我去他的农场访问的时候。
And I saw all these chickens running around.
我发觉农场里面呢这个鸡啊在那乱跑。
And they had feathers all missing.
他们而且呢这些鸡乱跑的鸡身上呢常这个看见这一块少了羽毛那块少了羽毛。
They had holes in their head and they were bleeding from different parts.
他们身上呢这儿又受了伤那边又流了血。
I said, what's wrong with those chickens?
我就问这个我的朋友说这些鸡怎么了
Oh, he said they love to peck at one another.
我说这些鸡一跟鸡中间他们喜欢拔对方的毛。
And I said, yes, like the people in our church.
他就说那正像我们教会里面的人一样。
They like to peck at one another.
他们喜欢啄对方啄对方。
Did you see sister so-and-so singing so loud Sunday?
你知道吗某某姐妹礼拜天唱诗好大声啊。
She just shows off how good a voice she is.
她只是就是在那里这个表现她的声音。
Did you see brother so-and-so he didn't have a tie on Sunday?
你看看某某弟兄礼拜天的聚会中间都不打领带。
What's he trying to prove?
他要证明什么呢?
We find fault with one another, don't we?
我们彼此挑错不是吗?
We criticize one another.
我们彼此批评不是吗?
We judge and condemn.
我们论断我们审判人。
And we're like those chickens going around just finding faults.
我们就像那些鸡一样找别人的茬儿。
Did you hear the translator this weekend?
你听见这个周末的这个翻译的人吗?
He got all choked up.
他真是在那儿说不出话来了。
Maybe he didn't get enough sleep.
也许他昨天晚上没睡好觉。
Maybe he's forgotten his Chinese.
也许他忘了他中文都忘了。Yeah, I've been in the United States over 40 years. 我说我在美国已经待了40年了，所以中文可能就退步了。
I don't know what he said, but I agree with everything. Let's look at you. Don't ever get me laughing. The meeting will be over. Let's turn to James 4, 11 and 12.
我们看看雅各书第四章第十二节。
James 4, 11 and 12.
雅各书第四章十二节。弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评，人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法，论断律法。
Now I told you James had a lot of good advice about conflict.
我跟各位说过，雅各对着冲突有非常好的建议。
Now what James prohibits is any kind of slanderous talk.
雅各所建议的就是把许许多多批评论断的话要除掉。
Anything that would degrade a brother or sister.
一切让别人这个受到污染的，受到侮辱的这些话要除掉。
False criticisms.
错误的批评。
The defamation of a person's character.
是叫人的品格受到了危害的。
False accusations.
一个错误的指控。
It's amazing how many false misrepresentations we say of other people.
能够说出来，我们常常把别人误解了。
When someone says to you, "Oh, that sister is singing too loud."
当有人告诉你说那个姊妹啊唱诗唱的声音可大了。
Remember, that's the person's criticism. It doesn't mean it's true.
注意，这是那个人对那个姐妹的批评，那不见得是真实的。
Or someone says something about another person's motives.
那注意，某一个人说某个人他的动机怎么样的时候。
Oh, he just gives a lot of money so people will praise him.
那个人就是赚好多好多钱呢，就让别人在这里能够赞扬他。
That doesn't mean it's true.
那不表示那是真实的。
That's another person's judgment.
那是另外一个人他所有的自己的评断评论。
And they actually don't even have a right to that judgment.
很多时候你没有那个权利来评论评论评论别人。
They can't read the heart.
你不知道那个人的心呢。
Do you know, sometimes we get so used to criticizing, we think it's normal.
你知道我们呢已经习以为常去批评，以至于我们觉得那是正常了。
But it's not normal, it's destructive.
但是那不是正常，那是毁灭性的。
I was once having lunch with a preacher.
有一次我跟另外一个传道人一块吃饭。
And the entire time I was having lunch with him, he criticized this preacher and that writer and that radio person. Just criticized, he had something bad to say about everybody.
整顿饭呢就听见他批评这个人讲道的，批评那个人在这个收音机中间传道怎么怎么不好那等等的。
Well, I knew if he criticized all these people when he left me, he was going to criticize me too.
我想他讲了这么多别人的话，他有一天他总会讲到我的。他这个对我还有什么剩下来要说的呢？
Maybe I ate too fast. I don't know.
也许他可以说批评我吃太快了。
Maybe I made him pay. He would really criticize me then.
也许那顿饭让他付钱的，那他更有的可以说我的了。
How about thinking it's normal to criticize our parents all the time.
想想看，很多时候我们对着我们父母所有的评论。
You know, I've been with some young people, and every time you're with them, all they do is tear down their parents.
好多时候我跟年轻人聊一聊，谈一谈，常常他们就是把父母亲呢这个一切呢就是批评的一无是处。
You know, the Bible says a lot about honoring people.
圣经告诉我们说要尊敬。
We're to honor the elders.
我们要尊敬长老们。
We're to honor our parents.
要尊敬父母。
We're to honor those in government.
我们要对着在上掌权的有尊敬。
We're to honor the widow.
我们对着寡妇，我们也要尊荣他们。
The slave is to honor his employer.
这些奴隶对着他们的主人要尊荣。
In other words, we're a society that shows honor to people.
应当是这个社会呢，彼此呢能够把这一个美德能够显明出来的。
But when you're constantly tearing people down, you are not honoring people.
但如果你就是尽是把说别人的短，说别人的这个那个不是。
So I want you to be very alert to the fact that we can turn into fault finders.
你要留心，你常常的就是一个这个说假的人。
Do you know it's very easy to find fault with people?
你知道挑别人的错很容易的。
Because they all have plenty of faults.
因为人就有很多的错误嘛。
And we think we're so smart because we can figure out everybody's faults.
哦，我们觉得我们自己很聪明，我们能够知道别人的错。
But that doesn't mean you're smart.
那并不表示你是有智慧。
A smart person looks at the good in people and builds them up.
一个有智慧的人是看见人的长处，能够把人造就起来。
There's a man I'm going to meet with in the next day or two.
过几天我有一个人我要去见他的面。
And he's the head of a large worldwide missions organization.
他呢是这个带领一个世界性的一个侍奉的团体。
He knows hundreds and hundreds of missionaries.
他认识成千的宣教士。
And he knows all their faults.
他知道所有的每一个人他们的这些的错误的点。
He knows all their weaknesses and failures.
他也知道他们所有的失败，所有这些的故事。
He's heard all the criticisms and the debates.
他也听见关于这些人所有的辩论，所有的批评。
But it's very interesting when you're with this man.
当你和这样的一个人在一起的时候，很有意思的事情。
He never speaks evil of the missionaries.
这个人虽然知道这一切，从来没有说恶言，对其他的这些宣教士说恶言。
He doesn't gossip about all their problems and faults.
从来不说别人的错误，不讲这一方面的闲话。
He always speaks in terms of I'm glad for everyone who's giving the gospel out.
他常常说我非常喜欢啊，这个人怎么样把福音传出去，那个人怎么样把福音传出去。
It'd be so easy for him to tell me, oh, that missionary, oh, that missionary, oh, if you only knew, I'll tell you.
很容易他可以告诉我很多，哦，这个人怎么怎么不对，那个人哪里哪里又有问题，他可以把这些教告诉我。
But he never does that.
但是他从来没有这样做。
That's what James is talking about.
那是雅各这里所说到的。
Sure, we see all the problems.
当然我们看见别人有问题。
We know all the difficulties.
我们也知道有很多的困难。
We know all the failures and all the faults.
我们知道人所有的失败，所有的错误。
And it's so easy to tear down.
很容易我们就在那里把人打倒。
And to gossip about it.
然后呢就传播这个人所有的。
So you can pray more intelligently, of course.
因此那个时候你就不能够更有理这个很冷静的来为别人祷告。
How much harder it is to see the good and to build up.
如果我们看见人身上的长处，我们能够来造就人，那是何等的好。
Now let me close with this.
在结束的时候我这样说。
We do have to correct.
我们是需要改正。
And the Bible says we are to rebuke.
圣经也告诉我们说，甚至于我们要去这个责备。
And if you're in a position of leadership, you do have to criticize.
如果你是在领导的这个服事的岗位上面，你是需要做这样的事。
But there's a proper way to do it.
但是却要做得合宜。
So let's look at the proper way when we have to rebuke and correct someone's behavior.
所以让我们学习怎么样正确的、合宜的来改正别人。
The first thing,
头一件
when we have to correct someone,
当你必须来改正别人的时候
is to pray about what you're going to do.
是先为着你要做的事情来祷告。
All right, so here's the problem.
问题来了。
There's a sister in the assembly and she plays the piano.
在会众中间有一个弹琴的一个姐妹。
And she's very, very good.
她弹得非常好。
People love to hear her play the piano. It comes alive.
人呢真是喜欢听她弹，因为她一弹呢就把音乐弹活了。
But she's got a problem.
但是她有问题。
She shows up late to the meeting.
她常常就是迟到。
Regularly.
常常的，经常如此。
So the meeting starts at 9 o'clock in the morning.
早上9点钟开始聚会。
Everyone's ready to go.
每一个人都准备好了。
The pianist is not there.
这个弹琴的姊妹还没有到呢。
And this happens often.
是常常如此。
Well, you have to, speak to her.
所以呢你必须跟她说一说。
You are going to have to correct this situation.
你要把这个状况呢这个纠正过来。
You cannot let it go.
你不能够就顺她就如此。
How are you going to do it?
你怎么做呢？
That is always the issue. How are you going to do it?
常常这就是一个问题，你要怎么做？
Are you going to tell her some Sunday morning?
你是不是有一天礼拜天的早上要告诉她?
You are always late.
你啊，总是迟到。
You are a loser.
你是一个失败者。
I wish we had another pianist. We'd never use you again.
啊，我真希望说我们换一个弹琴的姊妹啊，永远不要再请你服侍。
Is that the way to do it?
那是该有的方式吗？
First thing you should do is pray about it.
头一件事情就是为这个事情祷告。
Now you're one of the elders. You're in charge.
啊，你是教会的领袖。
You're a steward.
啊，或者是执事。
So you're responsible to do this.
所以你有这个责任，你要做这件事。
So before you do anything, you better pray about it.
在你做任何一件事以前最好是祷告
that you'll have the right words to say
所以你能够说正确的这个该说的话
you'll have the right motives
你有正确的动机
that she will be prepared for a rebuke and a correction
以至于她呢这个姊妹呢能够准备好了接受你的改正
so you pray
所以你祷告
You make sure you have the right motives and the right reason.
让你的动机在神面前呢受这个查验，能够有纯正的动机。
And you know you're a little angry about this.
你知道你自己对这个姊妹迟到呢，你不高兴。
And you know you get very frustrated with this.
你也非常的丧气。
And you know the Spirit wants you to deal with gentleness and patience and kindness.
你也知道圣经告诉我们说呢，要这个柔和的来说。
So one Sunday morning, she doesn't even show up.
所以有一个礼拜天早上呢，她又迟到了。
So you just do what you can that morning.
所以那天早上你就尽可能的你做你所做的。
So now you have to act.
然后呢，你要采取行动。
You have prayed.
啊，你祷告了。
You've checked your attitude.
你已经省察你的态度。
You do not want to go in the spirit of anger.
啊，你不是带着怒气。
And so you call her up and say, I'd like to come and just talk to you about Sunday morning.
你就说跟某姐妹说礼拜天呢早上我要想跟你谈一
下。And immediately she starts apologizing and she's sorry.
你跟她说了以后她立刻的就跟你抱歉啊对不起啊。
You just say, well, I don't want to come over, we just need to talk.
你就跟她说我们就是要谈一谈。
So you go to the sister's home.
你就到姐妹的家里去。
And you do not start with accusations.
开始说的时候不是开始来指控他。
What is wrong with you?
你怎么了?
Don't you know you're hurting the whole church?
知不知道你这样做叫整个教会都受伤啊?
Don't you have any brains?
你有没有一点脑筋呢?
No, you're not going to start with accusations.
你不是开始去指控对方。
Because you're going to operate in the Holy Spirit.
因为你是在圣灵的管理底下来做这件事。
You're not going to bite and devour.
你不是这个来要咬人。
Because she's got a lot of family members in the church.
因为呢，她在教会里有很多很多她家里头的人在这儿。
And if you get her mad, her whole family will get on you.
如果你对她的生气，让她恼火了，她整个的一大家子人就会对你也恼火。
And you're going to be very, very quick to hear and slow to speak.
你要快快的听，慢慢的说。
And you're going to be slow to anger.
你更要慢慢的动怒。
Because your anger can't do the will of God.
因为你的怒气不成就神的意。
So the first thing you're going to do is ask her questions.
所以头一件事你要做的是问问她。
And you'll start with a positive word.
你要用积极性的言语来说。
We love your piano playing.
我们非常喜悦你这个弹琴。
You just improve the music so much with your piano playing.
你的弹琴呢真的叫我们整个音乐的侍奉啊都被提升了。
God has given you a great gift.
神真的给你美好的恩赐。
Now, I'd like to know why is it you didn't even show up Sunday, you didn't call anyone. We need to solve this.
我想知道为什么礼拜天呢你没有能够准时来或者你没有先打个电话告诉教会里的弟兄姊妹。
So you haven't made any accusations, you put it on her.
所以这个时候你所有的呢都是发一些的问题想要这个了解。
And you're there to listen.
你去他的家是为了要听他说。
Because you've become a very good listener.
因为你要成为好的听众。
And she's almost ready to cry.
他那个时候几乎的就要哭了。
And she says to you, I can't get out of bed in the mornings.
他就说我早上呢起不来。
I have always had a problem getting out of bed in the morning.
早上呢下床呢是对我讲是一件难的事情。
And even with an alarm clock, it goes off and I don't even hear it.
这个我弄了闹钟呢闹钟响了呢这个然后一按就停了。
So immediately you understand now what the problem is.
所以立刻的你就知道了问题所在在哪里。
And you haven't made any accusations.
你那时候还没有做任何的对他的指控。
And now you understand what the problem is.
你也知道了明白了这个问题是什么了。
And it's a very real problem for certain people.
对着某一些人来讲这是一个真实的问题。
We call them night people there.
很多人我们叫他们是这个夜猫子对。
So you say, all right, we're going to solve this problem.
然后你说好我们要解决这个问题。
You've just given her hope.
你就给他了。
We can solve this? Yes, we can solve this.
你说是我们可以解决吗？说是的，可以解决这个问题。
Every Sunday morning, at 7:30 in the morning, we're going to send someone over to get you up and help you.
每一个礼拜天早上，我们打发人到你家来，帮助你能起床。
Well, I understand this is a very real problem.
我知道这是一个非常实在的问题。
And this is not your fault. You are made differently. You're not a morning person.
不是你的问题，因为你不是早上早起的人，你是晚上就是过夜生活的人。
So we're going to work with you, and we're going to help.
因此呢，我们要跟你一块努力，一块来面对这个问题。
Because we really need you at the church.
因为我们在教会里面真需要你的服侍啊。
Let's pray about this now.
我们现在来祷告。
And I'm also going to call you to go to bed at night.
然后呢？我晚上你要睡觉以前呢，我也会给你打电话。
That's the proper way to criticize and to correct.
这是一个合宜的方式，而且合宜的方式来改正。
Notice everything we just did is under the control of the Holy Spirit.
注意，我们所做的这一切都在圣灵的管理底下。
We've been gentle.
我们是柔和的。
We have been patient with her.
我们对她是有耐心的。
We've shown goodness.
我们也把我们的良善表现出
来。Kindness.
我们的仁慈表现出来。
And love.
我们的爱心表现出来。
Those were the right ways in which to criticize.
那些都是一个合宜的来改正别人的重要的点。
That was walking in the Spirit.
那就是在圣灵的引导之下来行事为人。
Not walking in the flesh.
不是在肉体中行事。
And we weren't biting and devouring.
我们也不是去咬别人，去吞别人。
We were building up.
我们是把别人能够建立起来。
Do you see why Christians have all the tools we need for handling conflict?
你看见基督徒有各种的神给我们的这个方式，我们来处理冲突。
If anyone should be able to handle conflict, it's us.
如果说有人能够来处理冲突的话，那应当是基督徒。
We've been told how to do it.
因为基督徒圣经里面有许许多多讲得很清楚。
And we have the inner power of God, the Holy Spirit.
而且我们里头有圣灵所赐给我们的能力。
Now, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you cannot do these things.
如果你里头没有圣灵，这些你做不来。
Because these are Christ-like virtues.
因为这些都是像基督的德品德。
And if you do not have the Holy Spirit, we can tell you how that God the Holy Spirit can come and live inside of your life.
如果你里面还没有圣灵，我们愿意帮助你明白怎么样接受主，让圣灵进到你的生命里来。
Christ went to the cross for you.
基督为着你上了十字架。
And on that cross, he took all the sin of impatience and murder and anger, he took that all to himself.
耶稣基督在十字架上面他承担了所有人批评论断各样的指控的这些罪在他自己身上。
He took the sin of the whole human race on himself.
把全人类的罪都归在他自己身上。
And now he is able to forgive us of our sins.
那现在他能够来赦免我们的罪。
And to wash away all our sins.
来洗干净我们一切的罪。
But then give us inner power over sin.
然后给我们里头有能力能够来胜过罪。
The Christian has a supernatural power because God the Holy Spirit takes up residence inside of us.
基督徒有超然的能力因为神的灵住在我们里头。
We call that being born again spiritually.
圣经告诉我们说你是在属灵上面重生的人。
You were born at a certain date physically.
你有你自己身体上面的生日。
But now you need a complete new birth spiritually.
但是现在你需要在灵性上面有一个新的生日。
Jesus called it being born of the Spirit.
圣经告诉我们说那是从灵生的。
The Bible says when you're born of the Spirit, you are now alive to God.
如果你不是重生的，你不是在神的面前呢，是活的。
You have a whole new life.
当你重生的时候，你有一个全新的生命。
And the Holy Spirit seals you as we just saw.
圣经刚刚给我们看见圣灵用印印了你。
Guaranteeing to you
a wonderful promise.
Guaranteeing to us the wonderful promise of eternal life.
保证我们有这个奇妙永的永生。
And the resurrection from the dead.
并且我们能从死里复活。
And an eternal body in a new heaven and a new earth is glorious.
将来有新天新地满了荣耀。
You can have that today.
今天你就能得到这一个。
But you must look to the cross.
但是你必须来仰望十字架。
You have to acknowledge that you are a sinner and you cannot save yourself no matter how hard you would try.
你必须承认不管你尝试怎么样改变你自己你没有办法这个救你自己。
And with the empty hand of faith, receive the glorious gift of God the Holy Spirit and eternal life and sins forgiven.
当我们空空的两个手来到神面前接受神所给我们贵重生命的礼物的时候
This is the gospel message.
这就是神所给我们的好消息
Eternal life.
永远的生命
Nothing more glorious than that.
没有比这个更荣耀的了
Last night in our church we buried a young mother.
昨天晚上在我们教会里面我们安葬了一个年轻的姐妹一个母亲
My wife was at the funeral. She said it was packed with people.
我的妻子参加了那个葬礼，告诉我说，那个聚会中间呢，坐满了人。
And for 8 years, this young mother fought cancer.
八年之久，这个年轻的母亲，跟癌症奋战。
She said to her husband, who gave testimony, that I'm going to use my cancer to witness to every doctor and every nurse and every person I come across.
他对别人说我要用我的癌症向每一个人我的医生我的护士认识我的人旁边的人传福音。
And at that funeral there were many medical people who had attended to her for 8 years and saw her amazing life.
八年之久许许多多的医护人员从她生命中看见了一个令人惊奇的生命。
Death for a young mother is very hard.
年轻的母亲面对死亡是很困难的事情。
But、that's because you're leaving children behind.
因为把孩子留下来了。
But she said to us with utter confidence, I am ready to go now.
她对我们满了信心地说我准备好了我要离开。
Her testimony was so strong, her faith was so strong through 8 years of trial.
她八年之久的试炼在她生命中间她的信心显得是何等的强壮。
She didn't die in bitterness and anger.
一点她没有苦毒，没有懊恼，面对死亡。
There was almost a sense of glory and glow about her.
在她前头所有的是荣耀是那个发光在这荣耀在等候着她。
She knew it wasn't the end of the story, but the beginning of a greater story.
她知道她的人生生命的故事不是结束了，乃是一个更荣耀的开始。
And she assured her children we would all see each other again.
她向她的孩子们保证有一天我们要再见。
What a wonderful gift, eternal life.
这是何等宝贵的永远的生命。
Nothing greater.
没有比这更大的。
Eternal life with Jesus Christ our Lord.
与耶稣基督跟他有了生命的连接所有的那个永远的生命。
Believe and be saved.
我们这个能够安全我们在他里面能够安稳。
Let us close in prayer.
我们结束的时候一同祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the living word of God.
阿爸父，我们感谢你给我们活泼的话语。
We thank you for truth.
我们谢谢你把真理说给我们。
And knowledge of the truth.
也让我们对这真理的认识赐给我们。
We thank you for eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们谢谢我们的主耶稣基督所给我们的永远的生命。
We thank you for the blood of Christ.
我们谢谢基督的宝血。
And the cross of Christ.
我们谢谢基督的十字架。
And the resurrection of Christ.
并且基督的从死里复活。
And the ascension of Christ.
并且基督的升天。
And the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ.
并且我们的主耶稣基督你的再来。
If there's anyone here that does not know Christ.
如果今天晚上在我们中间有任何人还不认识耶稣基督。
And they do not know forgiveness of all sin.
他们不知道罪得到赦免。
And the power of God the Holy Spirit living within.
并且圣灵住在我们里面的那个能力。
Show them Christ this evening.
主啊，求你今天晚上把基督显给他们看。
May they see their sin.
让他们能够看见自己的罪。
And their lostness.
也注意到他们自己的失落。
And their desperate need for Christ.
让他们看见他们是非常的需要基督。
The Savior of the world.
世界的救主。
Point them to Christ this evening.
主啊，今天晚上把他们引到主耶稣面前。
We ask this in His name alone.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.